Today, we're going to go a little bit off topic, but not really. We're going to talk about politics. And the reason it's not off topic is I think every business owner needs to be actively engaged in local politics because local politics will affect them. Okay, here's the show. Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. MTFW is a production of RoundPeg. And this is your host, Lorraine Ball. My guest today is Christy Luther Hurst, and she is on the board of an organization called Ready to Run. And we're going to be talking about that organization and politics in general. Christy, I'm so excited to have you today.
Thanks, Lorraine. I appreciate your time.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you making time to chat with me. Christy, why don't we start with what is Ready to Run?
Sure. So Ready to Run is a nonpartisan training program aimed at encouraging women to run for office. So it was founded at Rutgers University at the Center for Women in Politics. And they've put together a, you know, based on research and their professors and research staff there, they've put together a program, a curriculum, if you will, to help women understand the ins and outs of fundraising, building a campaign, creating a message, getting voters to turn out, really just kind of providing women with a field guide, essentially, should they decide to run for office. And then they license this to individual states.
And so here in Indiana, we have licensed Ready to Run. Why do you think it is so important for women anywhere, but particularly women in Indiana, to get involved in politics?
I don't know that it's Indiana specifically, but just for women in general. So research shows that women make government more transparent, more inclusive, more accessible, and women are drastically underrepresented in Indiana politics today. So I think we rank like 39th of the 50 states for women being represented at the state house level. And we've never elected a female governor. We're one of 20 some states that haven't done that. So, you know, there are some bright spots. We have recently had female lieutenant governors, and women have held statewide office in Indiana, but we know we still have some work to do.
Absolutely. And so the organization in general, and specifically the program on March 15th and 16th, is really designed to kind of open that conversation and introduce women to the opportunities. What kind of conversations will people have, and what types of presentations will there be on March 15th and 16th?
We expect it'll be a little kind of one part inspiration and then one part brass tacks, I guess. So it should be both encouraging, and we'll be hearing from women who are doing the work today, but then also getting the notes for what exactly we need to do in order to run for office. What are the forms that need to be filled out and the contacts that need to be made and things like that.
Awesome. And, you know, we were talking offline before we started recording that Ready to Run is not just for women who think they want to hold a political office. It's also for women who are ready to advocate.
Yes, exactly. This, you know, I think appeals to probably a broader audience. So if women know that they want to run and want to come to Ready to Run, great. If they've maybe not considered it, or maybe feel like they're more a kind of behind the scenes supporter, which is how I would consider myself. I don't know that I would necessarily interested in holding an office, but I sure do love to support a woman and work on campaigns. Then this is a great opportunity to learn how to support women that you think should be in office. Also, we've got a great panel of women lined up to talk about how to effectively advocate for issues that are important. So Stephanie Graybaugh's on this panel. She's a national spokesperson for Moms Demand Action. Rima Shahid is on the panel. She represents Women for Change. Amy Nelson, who is, you know, heads down at the State House right now working on hate crimes legislation, is taking time to come. there's some great, really experienced women who are going to be sharing their kind of best advice for us too.
So it really sounds like, number one, if you're thinking that today or a year from now or 2 years from now, you might want to run for office, you're going to get the basics of what you need. It sounds like if you think that your place is maybe behind the scenes, or if there is an issue that you're passionate about, you're going to learn more about advocating. And it also sounds like you're just going to get a chance to be in the room with some really interesting women.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I'm super excited about the women that we have participating this year. Just, I mean, the depth and breadth of knowledge from these women is pretty incredible. And it's awesome that they've, you know, all agreed to participate. What I've found is women in politics are so happy to share their experiences. And that's been really refreshing. Everyone's been super approachable.
You mentioned a few, but you've got some other really big names. I was excited to see that the former Lieutenant Governor, Becky Skillman, was going to be a speaker. And Poonam Gill, even though she didn't win against Brian Bosma, certainly mounted a very interesting campaign this year.
Yes, I'm super excited to meet Poonam Gill. She ran an awesome campaign, and I think she'll have a lot to share. I think, you know, for women, there's, you know, just sort of a cultural sense of this kind of fear of failure that, you know, that may be preventing some women from putting themselves out there to take this leap to run for office. And so I hope we'll hear from some of these women what positive came out of their experience, even if it didn't result in the outcome that they had, you know, kind of had hoped for. Yeah. And Becky Skillman, I worked on Mitch Daniels' first gubernatorial campaign as a staffer, and she's terrific. And I'm really excited to be able to share her experience at this event too.
Awesome. One of the things, and you mentioned it in the beginning, but I think it's really important to reiterate, is the fact that this is a nonpartisan event, that the panels are comprised of women representing a wide range of opinions, and what they really have in common is an interest in advancing more women and bringing more women to the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So at the philosophy, I think at the core of Ready to Run is just this notion that women are in a unique position to bring a sense of civility back to a political discourse at a time when the conversation just seems to be getting more and more divided.
Awesome. Well, Christy, I cannot believe how quickly the time has flown. I think that people are going to be really interested in the event. And we will include a link to Ready to Run in the show notes. But for those of you that are listening, be sure to go to readytorunin.org. And if you're not in the Indianapolis market, look for other Ready to Run events in your community. Christy, thank you again.
Thank you, Lorraine.
If you have enjoyed today's conversation, even if it's a little bit off the typical for more than a few words, be sure to leave a comment at iTunes. And look for other episodes of More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few Words. Thanks for listening.